الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كما أرسلنا فيكم رسولا منكم يتلو عليكم آياتنا ويزكيكم ويعلمكم الكتاب والحكمة ويعلمكم ما لم تكونوا تعلمون. أما الدعوة which إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام made, and Allah explains that Allah completed His favors upon this ummah, that Allah gave us the best Qibla, Allah gave us the best Nabi and Rasul, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was, that he should make tilawat of the ayat of the Quran Sharif. And a little explanation of that how great the tilawat of the Quran Sharif is. Further, another great quality and dua which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made for, وَيُزَكِّيكُمْ or وَبَاكْ كَرْتَ هِتُمْكُ, and that He purifies you. That was a great, great quality and great function of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whoever came in contact with Him and they presented themselves to Him, He purified them in one instance. For example, later, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained, Iman cannot be perfect and complete until a person loves Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than what he loves himself also. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and this shows the sincerity and clean heartedness of the Sahaba. He said, O Allah's Rasul, I find that I love myself more than what I love you. One tawajjuh of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on him, and he became completely changed, and immediately Allah blessed him with the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than himself also. Then he said, O Allah's Rasul, now I love you more than myself. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Al-An, now your Iman is perfect and complete. So this is the barakat of the company of the righteous and the pious, the greatest of whom is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But the condition is that a person must present himself and he must be willing to change himself. For example, if you take a mirror and you turn it in the light of the sun, it will become so bright, that light, and it will shine it out very brightly. But if the mirror turns the other way around, no light will come in it. If you have a glass under a tap where one drop is falling, but the glass is the right side up, eventually that glass will get full. But if the glass is upside down and you put it under a heavy waterfall also, nothing will come in that glass. So it is necessary that we present ourselves. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu presented his heart to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was purified to that level, that the highest level of siddiqiyat he had reached. After Nabu, nobody can become a Nabi. After Nabi, the highest level is of Siddiqeen. And the level of Siddiqeen reaches right close to Nabuwat. But it cannot reach Nabuwat. There is a gap between the highest level of Siddiqiyat and Nabuwat. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the one person in the whole world since Adam alayhi salam who had reached this level. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were at the level of Nabuwat, and Hazrat Abu Bakr was at that highest level. And any person who presents himself can also advance in this field of becoming a Siddiq. On the other hand, Abu Lahab and Abu Jahl, they were also present. And at the tazkiyah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one glance was enough for them also. But they kept their glass upside down. They turned their mirror the other way round. And though the bright light of Nabuwat was shining, but they turned it the other way, not a ray of Nabuwat's benefit got into them. So therefore, it is very, very necessary that we turn our hearts towards Deen and towards our purification. The same deen is with us till today. Of course, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is not present with us, but his teachings, and this is the effect of the Quran Sharif and the effect of Hadith Sharif also. Whenever a person sits in a dars, in a lesson of Hadith, like the ta'aleem that takes place of Jamaat brothers, that also has got the effect, because Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has quoted Hadith after Hadith. And in explanation of one hadith, he will quote another 10, 20 hadith. So a person who sits in there will also get that purification. But if we sit with our hearts open, the glass, the right side up, it will get filled. And these are the things that bring changes in a person when he engages in jamaat work, in these activities, in bayans where hadith are quoted, ayat of the Quran are quoted. And like in a bayan at the beginning, usually the muqarrif, the lecturer, he will say amma ba'd, and then he will read an ayat of the Quran, perhaps a hadith also. It is not a formality. That is that purifies a person. Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori Rahmatullah Ali, when he should start his bayan, then he should read the whole of Surah Yasin Sharif, and then after that he should have zikr made, and then the bayan used to start after that. But of course that was at a time when bayan used to take place right till Fajr Azan, and the whole night the people should sit. Today, unfortunately, we can't sit for a little while also. So what is the point? That Quran Sharif purifies a person. Hadith Sharif purifies a person. And that is the sohbat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which comes through with the mashayikh till today. Any sheikh that also has got ijazat, it is also connected to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that same barakat comes also. Of course, it can never come at that level, but it also comes, that same barakat also comes. So this is another great quality, where you zakkikum, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam purifies you. Or from our side, it is just necessary that we pay attention. We turn the heart, the glass of our heart, the right side up, so that it can get full. We must not keep it upside down. And then if we keep it the right side up and keep the mirror facing towards the rays of Nabuwat, our hearts will also be purified. And all our bad habits and wrong beliefs and wrong ideas and following wrong people will automatically go out of the heart. Then a person will see clearly what his direction is and in which direction he must go. May Allah give us all tawfiq to do this. We have got our temporary lives for this purpose. Not for making of dunya, and not for entertainment, and not for holidaying, etc. It is for this purpose. May Allah let us realize that and bring that in our lives, so that when our maut comes, it is the greatest day of our lives. More than when the day we got married, more than anything else also, more than the day we completed Hifz or Alim course, more greater is the day when the day we go with Iman from this world. May Allah bless us all with that reality. Wa akhiru da'wana.